Ukraine security issue.
On August 26, the 184th day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to full-scale invasion of Russia, and the invaders keep shelling Ukrainian territory. In the Donetsk region, they used aviation, S-300 anti-aircraft missile systems and artillery against the civilian population. There are 10 settlements that were under the fire of the Russian army. According to the National Police of Ukraine, there are dead and wounded. Huge explosions were heard in Mykolaiv, and as it's already typical for the Russians, they carried out a missile attack on the Kharkiv region. There are dead and wounded as well. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine said he is disappointed by the lack of a clear position of the office of the UN Humanitarian Coordinator in Ukraine on the Russian missile attack on the railway station in Chaplino in the Dnipropetrovsk region on August 24th, which killed 25 people, including two children. As it's known, the Russian Ministry of Defense has publicly acknowledged this strike. Therefore, the appeals of the UN High Representative to all parties to respect international humanitarian law seem out of touch with reality. Overlooking the fact of crime and all victims is absolutely unacceptable, said Oleg Nikolenko, spokesman for the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry. The Ukrainian side experts that the UN structures will be able to use their presence in Ukraine to figure out which side should comply with its obligations under international humanitarian law by bombing Chaplino and other Ukrainian cities and villages, he added. Near the borders of Ukraine, Russia has deployed more than 400 combat aircraft and 360 helicopters, of which more than 150 are attack aircraft, such as the Ka-52. This was announced by the representative of the command of the Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Yuri Gnat.
There are A-50 long-range radar detection aircraft that are always in the sky that ensure the actions of Russian aviation, as well as Il-22 repeaters. The plan is to keep the whole nation in tension. Thus, they are willing to influence us also psychologically, not to let the Ukrainians to the fullest feel the fighting spirit and our independence. The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has resumed connection with the first line of communication with the energy system of Ukraine. As Energoatom reported, one of the power units of the Zaporizhia NPP was connected to the Ukrainian power grid. Moreover, the situation at the station is constantly changing and becoming more complicated due to the Russian shelling. The head of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, announced the urgent need for an IAEA expert mission to visit the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which was captured by the Russians. In turn, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky noted that because of Russia, the world was one step away from a nuclear catastrophe. In particular, on the eve of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, for the first time in history, completely disconnected from the network due to damage to the power supply line. This happened as a result of continuous Russian terrorist shelling. And if not for the actions of the Ukrainian personnel, the shelling of the terrorist country of Russia would have led to horrific consequences, the head of state said. The Ukrainian side is doing everything to prevent an emergency scenario. However, it depends not only on Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky noted.
Ключове потрібен такий міжнародний тиск, який змусить окупантів негайно вийти.
The key is that we need such international pressure that will force the invaders to immediately leave the territory of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. The IAEA and other international organizations must act much faster than they do now, because every minute of the presence of the Russian military at a nuclear power plant is the risk of a global radiation catastrophe. The risk of radiation release can be eliminated if Russia returns control of the nuclear power plant to Ukraine and completely withdraws from its sovereign territory. This was stated by Ambassador Bonnie Dennis Jenkins, the Undersecretary for Arms Control and International Security.
Now, we are here to talk about the developing situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, a result of Russia's full-scale invasion and another example of its irresponsible behavior as a nuclear weapons state. The Russian Federation and President Putin have rattled the international community with the threat of a nuclear incident on two occasions already since further invading Ukraine earlier this year, by seizing Chernobyl nuclear power plant during the first days of the invasion Their actions at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant have created a serious risk of a nuclear incident, a dangerous radiation release that could threaten not only the people and environment of Ukraine, but also affect neighboring countries and the entire international community.
The situation in the territories occupied by Russia is becoming more complicated. Since March, Russia has set up 21 filtration camps in the Donetsk region alone. Ukrainians are illegally kept there, according to the report by researchers from Yale University. Ukrainians in filtration camps are in conditions of unsanitary conditions, lack of food and water, and are subjected to torture. The US State Department called on Moscow to stop the practice of filtering. To collect information about the filtration camps and the forced deportation of Ukrainians, the State Department allocated $9 million as part of the European Initiative for the Resilience of Democracy. The Czech Republic has proposed a compromise that would make it harder for Russians to travel to the European Union. They want to abolish the simplified visa regime with Russia as well as with Belarus. This was announced by Czech Foreign Minister Jan Lipavský, reports Bloomberg. If the simplified regime is cancelled, this means that the cost of the Schengen visa for Russians will increase from 35 to 80 euros. The number of bureaucratic checks will also increase, respectively, and the waiting time for consideration. In a number of EU countries, there is a discussion about the possibility of a ban on issuing visas to Russian citizens. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Finland have already come up with such an initiative.